You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You'll need to answer this question. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Come on, impress us.
You got to do better than mine. Jeremy's was good. Mine was lame.
Yeah, you got to beat a drink.
Lame. Robert, good morning.
Morning.
Oh, there he is. Hey.
Robert, what was the highlight of your weekend, would you say?
Took the kids over to the National Refuge. Checked out the buffalo, stuff like that.
Really?
That's super cool.
That's neat.
Were they out? Were the buffalo out roaming?
Yeah. Wasn't that bad. Saw a couple up close.
Yeah.
Don't you just love it when you're on you know, I-70 heading to the mountains and you get to that one point, you know, up past Genesee, and you go over that crest of the hill where the Front Range is just laid out like a postcard, right?
Beautiful.
Or the mountain. It's just beautiful. And then there's buffalo usually either on the right side or on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
And they got that herd of buffalo as you're on I-70. I've always wondered if that has ever caused accidents because people are gaping at the buffalo.
Looking to the right.
Yeah, like, oh, my God, look.
Oh, it's a buffalo. Maybe.
That's good. Robert, you ready to play Rattle Off with us?
Let's do it.
All right. The letter I'm going to give you is the letter D, as in David, as in Dom. D, got it?
Got it.
10 seconds. We need 5 companies or businesses that begin with the letter D. Ready, or brands, I guess. Ready and go.
Dunkin' Donuts, Domino's.
Good.
Keep going, man. You're doing good.
Come on.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Ugh. Denny's.
Give me a Dairy Queen, man.
Maybe you can go to Disney.
Disney. Oh, yeah. I should have known that. Yeah.
Darn it.
Dillard's.
Easier when you're listening.
Ain't that the truth, Robert? It is so the hashtag truth. But we enjoyed talking to you. I hope you have a great day, buddy.
Thank you, man. You too.
See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right.
Business.
There he goes.
It's all down to business.
Hey, Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. What was the highlight of your weekend?
We were busy all weekend. We had a Avs and Mammoths party on Saturday.
Yes.
Set a big 2 TVs in the living room, had a bunch of people over, had a party. Next day, had a Father's Day party at my house. But the highlight is we did that tortilla challenge.
Oh, yeah. Who'd you do it with?
And the whole family. We made everybody do it. So I had these big, ginormous, extra large tortillas, and, you know, you had to have a
mouth
of water. And
yeah.
Sat there and did rock, paper, scissors and just slap each other.
That's so good.
I love it. I love that.
I want to hang out with you. You sound fun.
Yes.
Double parties and tortilla slapping. Lisa's my new best friend.
Yes. And we ended it with, we had strawberry shortcake for dessert and it ended up everywhere. Huge food fight.
Oh my gosh.
That's fantastic.
Wow. You're fun.
Yeah. You're the fun house on the block, aren't you?
Try to be.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if it's time to do that segment again on the show where everybody had like the one kid whose house was the one everybody always ended up at because their parents were the cool parents. And
that's you.
That's Lisa's house, I'll bet.
That's my house.
I'm a little concerned about the wasting of the strawberry shortcake, but other than that.
Oh, my God. It's a spiral effect. One person starts it, and then everybody else has to, you know. So yeah, it was up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's a tasty food fight, though. That
I do have
good.
To say, strawberry shortcake though is way down the list of preferable desserts.
I love
at a party.
It. Oh, I love it.
That's okay. I mean,
it's got a cute name too.
I don't know why everybody prefers it.
I don't get it. Like, if you had a plate of fresh-made, ooey-gooey, delicious chocolate brownies and strawberry shortcake, who goes for the strawberry shortcake?
Jer slowly raises his hand.
Really?
Strawberry shortcake, because literally I made cookies and I made cookies and I bought cookies. Those stood off to the side, but everybody dug into the
And you feel kind of healthy eating it. You're like, I'm saving calories. I'm eating strawberries.
along with the sugar strawberries, exactly.
Yeah, we don't acknowledge the sugar part, just the strawberries.
Yeah, the whipped cream and that.
No, we don't talk about that.
And that angel food cake or whatever that's got like
7,000
carbs.
No, you're like, look at all the vitamin C I'm getting.
Yeah.
So much
I like
fiber.
This. Then you need to invite me to a party because while all of you are fighting over the strawberry shortcake, yeah. I'll have the chocolate chip cookies to myself.
Dom will eat your cookies.
Yeah. All right, Lisa, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
Okay. Yes.
Today is a federal holiday. It's being observed today, Juneteenth. So in 10 seconds, we need five places that are closed for federal holidays. Five places closed on federal holidays. Ready? And go.
Okay, we have banks. We have libraries. We have, oh, man, I don't know what's closed today. I wish my work was closed. I don't know.
That's it, huh?
No.
Banks and
post office.
Libraries. Stock market.
Stock market's closed today. Government offices, courthouses.
I think our office is closed. We came
because
in, though.
Because it's such a new holiday, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's why I went with just federal holidays generic.
Yeah.
Schools, usually, right? If the schools
aren't closed on federal holidays. Yeah.
Schools closed because it's summer.
Well, like,
I know,
again,
but
any federal holiday.
Federal holiday. You know, Thanksgiving.
Like the big holiday. So
it's all right. You're not right because you got hit in the head with a tortilla all weekend.
Yeah.
So.
You're recovering. You're a charming and delightful Lisa. Have a great day.
All right. We'll talk soon. I'm going to play
okay.
Again.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
We'll be good. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She was digging her heels in with that.
She was, man.
That's funny. Hey, Will. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. We're good.
Great. So good.
Just fine.
Just fine.
Jeremy's fine. I'm spectacular.
I got a little bit of a headache. I feel one coming on. Back of my neck. What is that?
Water.
Is that a stress headache? Water? Is there any water?
Just water. This is a cure for everything, right?
Water.
Just drink a lot of water. Yeah, make sure you're hydrated.
You know, it's a good excuse. Water.
Okay.
Stay hydrated, Jeremy.
Got some right
Stay
here. Hydrated. My little thermos.
Will, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I got to finally spend some time with the wife and kids and then watch the Avs pull through spectacularly at work. And it was overall a great weekend.
That's good. What did you do with the wife and kids?
We went out for breakfast and then went to the park and let the little one play and just got to spend time with them. I work graveyard shift, so it's
good for you, man.
Spend the day with them.
That's good.
How old is that little one?
I got a 3-year-old and a 3-month-old.
Wow.
Wow.
Busy.
How do they behave when you go out to breakfast?
Our oldest, she's doing a lot better. She's very mannerly, so I get a lot of compliments on
that's good.
Like,
all right.
Excuse me and, you know, all this. She's like, she is so polite. But then
that's
great. It's what people don't see is the other side of
the temper tantrums and the food in the carpet and what do you do working graveyards?
I work at Coors.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
Load beer all day and keep that going.
There you go. You got to. You find
Very
any
good.
Of those slime beers? Was that Coors we were talking about the other day? The slimy
beers?
Yeah,
but it was in Ohio, though.
I know. Does he need that here?
It's only in the Ohio brewery. There's rumors about what's going on, but they're taking care of it.
That's good.
They're cleaning things
good.
Up.
We'll power wash some of the machines.
I guarantee
or something.
You, though, some heads will roll, Jeremy.
Oh yeah,
heads will roll. let's play Rattle Off. Will, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
10 seconds. Where are we on here? 10 seconds. We need 5 airlines in 10 seconds. 5 airlines. Ready and go.
Southwest, Spirit. Lithuania, American Airlines, Alaska Airlines.
Oh, no.
Time's
we're
up.
United.
Alaskan. United.
United, Delta.
Dude.
Well, you got 4.
Dude.
Lithuania.
Lithuania. Yeah. Random one.
That is a random one.
Are we thinking of Lufthansa? Is that what you were trying to say? Or were you going with Lithuanian Airways?
I know it's a strictly European flight. I drop my wife off to Southwest often, and I always see that one outbound.
I'll be darned. We enjoyed talking to you. I hope you have a great day, buddy, okay?
You too. Appreciate it.
All right.
Later,
Thank
man.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Lithuanian Airlines.
Mm, who knew?
Huh. Hey, Becca, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
There she is, everybody. It's Becca. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Getting to work with our new baby horse.
You have a baby horse?
We do. He's about 2 weeks old.
What's that horse's name?
It's still up for debate. My husband wants to call him Little Pard.
No.
No.
Shoot
right?
that down. Shoot that idea down. That's not good. What's the next choice?
I like Rusty.
Rusty the horse. Is he kind of reddish?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. A little generic.
It's not blowing my skirt up, but it's better than Little Pard.
That doesn't right? sound nice. How about just so, clop clop? Because that's what they sound like when they, you know, clop. Just clop clop.
Man.
I like that.
This is not going well.
Clop clop.
Not going well.
That's cute.
It is?
Clop it is. Clop. Clop clop.
You'll never want to call the horse because you'll feel like
clop,
a fool.
Clop clop. Clop clop.
Fizz fizz.
Not plop. Clop.
No, it's just playing.
All right.
Why don't you call us back when you guys settle on a decent name and let us judge, okay?
So, all right.
Do you, do you have the mom horse too?
We do.
How many horses do you have?
15, I think.
Like you personally, or are you working like a rescue or something?
No, we personally own that many. My husband's a team roper. And he likes to breed horses, so.
Really? He's into that.
Yeah.
What does that cost you every month to feed 15
That's what
horses?
That's I was wondering. Boarding 15 horses a month, you know, what is that?
We've got them out on pasture right now, so significantly cheaper over the summer.
Okay,
but,
in the winter.
In the winter, $3,000-$4,000.
A month?
Probably two and a half, 3,000 a month.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. For all the feed.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
They're magnificent creatures, though.
Majestic, beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
So beautiful.
They are.
Especially
they
little
are
Clop Clop over there. He's the cutest.
Clop. I got to tell you, where I moved to, a little small community, like 30,000 people total, but where I live out in the boonies, it's horse property all around us. It's just everybody's got horses practically except us. So when I go for my walks, they are the most adorable things. They'll come running over to the fence, you know, and hope that I've got something to feed them or something.
You should keep some carrots in your pockets.
No, I feel bad, dude. I don't want to do that. Maybe I could ask Becca. I wouldn't like it if some stranger was just feeding something to my horses that I didn't know. So I don't ever want to do that. I have gone over and petted them a few times. But I don't feel like
it's a
good idea.
You don't want
one
to fall over
just,
dead, and they're like,
well,
what did you feed them?
I would be uncomfortable if some stranger was feeding something to my horses and I wasn't. Would you agree with that, Becca?
Yeah, if it wasn't just like grass you had picked right outside the fence, I'd say probably I would.
What about a carrot? Horses love carrots.
Well, you never know if they're on a special diet.
See,
so.
That's the thing.
What about Twinkies?
What if I did
I'm
the
sure
thing
they
where,
would love it, but...
A box of Twinkies.
What if I put the carrot in my mouth and I did that thing where the, you know, I put it in my mouth and I feed them with
then
it
Then it accidentally bite you.
Yeah, I'd bite my face
Oh,
off.
Do it. Do it.
Shut up, Becca. All right, let's play Rattle Off. 10 seconds. Where are we? 10 seconds. Well, it's not horses, but in 10 seconds, we need 5 tricks that you might teach your dog.
Oh, yeah.
5 different tricks you might teach your
Come
dog.
On.
Ready?
Easy.
And go.
Sit, stay, come, roll over, play dead, shake, jump up, dance.
Dance.
Dance for me, little dog. Dance.
See, you could say this is an easy one, but we tried it last week. We couldn't get a winner with it.
That's easy.
I remember when my mom taught our dog Juan, short for Don Juan, because he was a lover, taught him to pray.
Oh, yeah. He goes down and puts his little feet on his
paws. No, he would do it on the footstool. He would go and sit down, put his paws together up on the footstool, and then rest his little chin on his paws.
That's adorable.
That's impressive.
That's how he prayed.
That's cute. Teach that to one of your horses.
Yeah, see if the horse can do that.
Okay.
And by the way, you are a winner!
Woo-hoo!
Hooray for Becca.
Message us later and tell us what you ended up naming that goofy horse.
We're going to need to know.
All right.
Listen,
I will.
If you will stand by, Josh is going to tell you all about your tickets, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Thank you for spending your mornings with your boys in the morning.